Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, May 19th. Owen Sound police have charged an 81-year-old Owen Sound man in relation to a sexual assault investigation. According to police, two young girls were allegedly touched inappropriately in a sexual manner on an area school bus. Police did not name the man but say he was employed as a local school bus monitor on a single route which served three local Catholic schools. Yesterday, the man was charged with two counts of sexual assault and two counts of sexual interference. He has been fired, and police say school officials have directly notified parents of children on that route. Police say they're working to determine whether any further victims may be involved. They say no students will be contacted directly by police, and any follow-up will be coordinated jointly through the school and parents. The sexual assault and interference allegations have not been proven in court. Hanover emergency responders say they have been accessing hotspots this afternoon after a fire broke out on 10th Street downtown. Police Chief Chris Knoll says they now have public safety concerns about a possible building collapse and have halted all foot traffic in the area, as well as street traffic from 9th to 11th Avenues. Emergency services responded to a fire just before 2:30 this morning at the former Forum Hotel rooming house and the Fabulous Fashions building. Initial images from the scene showed large flames engulfing multiple floors and heavy smoke billowing into the air. Police believe all of the residents in the building escaped the fire, but officers are still trying to confirm this. Two Hanover police officers received treatment for smoke inhalation. The Grey County Federation of Agriculture is hosting an all-candidates meeting tonight in Katy. You can hear about the platforms of your Bruce Grey Owen Sound provincial election candidates. It takes place at 7 tonight at the Katy Community Center. Six of the nine local candidates are expected to be there. The Ag Federation is going to try to stream the meeting on its Grey County Federation of Agriculture Facebook page. The Grey Bruce Health Unit is going to hold a vaccination clinic for first or second doses of the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. It will be open tomorrow to provide doses of the protein-based non-mRNA vaccine at the Grey Bruce Health Unit building from 11 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. No walk-in appointments will be available. Call Public Health if you would like to be on the list. The Kincardine Drinking Water System's reservoir is back online and water use restrictions are now lifted. A release from the municipality says full reservoir repairs have been delayed until this fall. Users can anticipate another water conservation period this October. The federal government has announced it is putting a ban on the Chinese 5G telecommunications company Huawei. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino and Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne made the announcement about telecommunications security this afternoon. Mendicino says the federal government will soon table telecommunications, finance, energy and transport sector legislation that aims to address cyber threats. Canada was the last of its Five Eyes security group to ban Huawei after the UK, US, New Zealand, and Australia. The United States has passed a huge aid package for Ukraine. Congress approved an unprecedented, roughly $40 billion military and humanitarian aid package to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia. It includes $6 billion for weapons, plus billions more for other military aid, nearly $9 billion in economic support, $5 billion to address food shortages, and millions of dollars to track and seize Russian oligarchs' property and assets. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 80 points to 20,181. The Dow Jones is down 236 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.01 U.S. cents, up 44 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $111.51, up $1.92 a barrel. In sports in the NHL playoffs tonight, Game 2s in the Tampa Bay, Florida and St. Louis, Colorado matchups, the Lightning and Avalanche hold 1-0 series leads. Canada beat Kazakhstan 6-3 at the IIHF World Hockey Championship in Finland this afternoon. Game 2 of the NBA Eastern Conference Final also goes tonight between the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. Miami won the opener. The work stoppage in the CFL is over after the league and players' association came to a tentative deal on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. In Ontario Junior B Lacrosse, the Owen Sound North Stars host the Guelph Regals at 8 o'clock at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre tonight. Owen Sound is off to a 4-2 start to the season. And it's an off day for the Blue Jays in Major League Baseball ahead of the start of a 3-game series tomorrow at home against the Cincinnati Reds. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.